Back now with Day to Day and some thoughts from a writer. He is our contributor, Marcos McPeak Villatoro. Marcos passed on a medical condition to one of his daughters. Some might say it's debilitating. He says no, it's not something that they suffer. It's something that they share.
I had them as a kid. Knock my forehead 7 times in a row with my left index knuckle. Hop on my left foot 2x before walking on my right. And it all made sense. The world was a calmer place because of my tics. My 16-year-old daughter Emily has had tics all her life. Michelle, my wife, didn't know what to make of them. She worried, but I wasn't worried. Whenever Emily reached her little right hand up to a specific spot on the wall and touched it, and touched 5 other specific spots on the walls while walking to the kitchen, I thought it looked fairly normal. "What should we do?" asked Michelle, that mother anxiety taking her over. We did the obligatory CAT scans, but you don't catch something like Tourette's on a screen. It's just the way some people deal with the world. Those were Emily's younger years, and I must admit, a few of her movements scared me. That convulsive lurching back as though she meant to snap her spine. Very dramatic, but it didn't hurt her. She doesn't scream out obscenities, but that high-pitched giggle of hers will make you jump. She started slapping her right cheek 5 times in a row whenever she was happy. "Get rid of that one," I yelled from the kitchen. "Find something more pacifist, for Christ's sake." She and I compare tics. Mine have calmed due to medications for another ailment, but still, I've got to put my left foot down before my right. And if you touch me on my right shoulder, I'll hope you'll touch my left as well. For Emily, it's left-right. She's an artist, and when she paints, the tics calm. Her entire body focuses on the canvas. At our local art store, the workers crowd around her newest piece, of a smoky pool hall peopled with Sidney Poitier, James Dean, Bogart. Other artists examine it. "You've got the gift, girl," one lady says to her. I don't worry. Something in me is thrilled as we leave the store, with this lovely teenage woman who skips haphazardly, pitching giggles right to left and touching the tops of parking meters. I know she'll be fine.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro teaches English at Mount St. Mary's College in Los Angeles.